In news across South Dakota, a Webster woman was reported in fair condition in a hospital after a barrel racing accident at the Brown County Fair in Aberdeen. Officials say Elaine Hagen fell from her horse when it stumbled at the end of their run Tuesday afternoon. A barrel race requires contestants to ride into an arena on horseback, circle three barrels without touching them, and exit the arena as quickly as they can. The race continued after Hagen was taken away by ambulance. An early morning house fire in Sioux Falls has killed a woman. Authorities say the blaze in the one-story house was reported about 1:40 this morning. The woman who died was the only one inside. The victim was not identified. The cause of the fire was not determined. Fire officials say the house has heavy damage. South Dakota Republican State Representative Stace Nelson says he plans to make a run for the U.S. Senate because Congress needs someone who is not a professional politician. Nelson of Fulton says he's holding events in Alexandria and Rapid City August 18th to formally announce his plan to seek the GOP nomination to the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by retiring Democrat Tim Johnson. Other Republicans seeking the nomination are former Governor Mike Rounds, State Senator Larry Roden of Union Center, and Sioux Falls Dr. Annette Bosworth. The 46-year-old Nelson says Rounds and Roden increased state taxes and spending while Rounds was governor and Roden was a state lawmaker. Nelson's a former Marine and special agent with the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. A vote on whether to end prohibition and allow alcohol on South Dakota's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is too close to call because of a high number of challenged ballots. Tribal spokeswoman Tony Redcloud says the measure got a majority of yes votes in the unofficial count, 1,645 to 1,494. But tribal president Brian Brewer says because 438 votes were challenged, more than the difference, the outcome of the election won't be known until those are checked. He says in the next couple of days, election workers will verify that the people who cast those challenged ballots were enrolled members living on the reservation. Brewer says vote challenges rarely change an election's outcome. A major credit card company is looking to expand its Sioux Falls operations. Capital One is adding 175 jobs of people taking inbound customer service calls for their credit card holders. The company says the expansion will put its building on East Benson Road near capacity just 18 months after moving to the city. Capital One will employ more than 1,000 in Sioux Falls by the end of the year. Capital One director David Long says he expected the company to fill the building at some point, but not so quickly. Capital One is holding a job fair later this week to recruit new call center associates. And Daktronics Incorporated in Brookings is getting a new president and chief executive officer. The company says Reese Kurtenbach will take over September 1st. He replaces James Morgan, who's retiring after 44 years with the firm. Daktronics earlier announced Morgan's planned retirement and Kurtenbach's selection as successor CEO, but a specific date had not been set. The company manufactures large video screen displays, electronic scoreboards, and LED text and graphics displays. That is news from across South Dakota. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting.
News for Huron.
When you told somebody you're from Huron, they'd say, oh, too bad. And now that attitude has really changed. People are saying, oh, there's a lot of great things going on in Huron.
And the surrounding area.
The garage was fully inflamed, and it looked like it was working its way through the attic. We established hose lines right away.
With 15-time Eric Severline Award-winning News Director, Zach Nelson. Only on Performance Radio.
In news across South Dakota, a Webster woman was reported in fair condition in a hospital after a barrel racing accident at the Brown County Fair in Aberdeen. Officials say Elaine Hagen fell from her horse when it stumbled at the end of their run Tuesday afternoon. A barrel race requires contestants to ride into an arena on horseback, circle three barrels without touching them, and exit the arena as quickly as they can. The race continued after Hagen was taken away by ambulance. An early morning house fire in Sioux Falls has killed a woman. Authorities say the blaze in the one-story house was reported about 1:40 this morning. The woman who died was the only one inside. The victim was not identified. The cause of the fire was not determined. Fire officials say the house has heavy damage. South Dakota Republican State Representative Stace Nelson says he plans to make a run for the U.S. Senate because Congress needs someone who is not a professional politician. Nelson of Fulton says he's holding events in Alexandria and Rapid City August 18th to formally announce his plan to seek the GOP nomination to the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by retiring Democrat Tim Johnson. Other Republicans seeking the nomination are former Governor Mike Rounds, State Senator Larry Roden of Union Center, and Sioux Falls Dr. Annette Bosworth. The 46-year-old Nelson says Rounds and Roden increased state taxes and spending while Rounds was governor and Roden was a state lawmaker. Nelson's a former Marine and special agent with the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. A vote on whether to end prohibition and allow alcohol on South Dakota's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is too close to call because of a high number of challenged ballots. Tribal spokeswoman Tony Redcloud says the measure got a majority of yes votes in the unofficial count, 1,645 to 1,494. But Tribal President Brian Brewer says because 438 votes were challenged, more than the difference, the outcome of the election won't be known until those are checked. He says in the next couple of days, election workers will verify that the people who cast those challenged ballots were enrolled members living on the reservation. Brewer says vote challenges rarely change an election's outcome. A major credit card company is looking to expand its Sioux Falls operations. Capital One is adding 175 jobs of people taking inbound customer service calls for their credit card holders. The company says the expansion will put its building on East Benson Road near capacity just 18 months after moving to the city. Capital One will employ more than 1,000 in Sioux Falls by the end of the year. Capital One Director David Long says he expected the company to fill the building at some point, but not so quickly. Capital One is holding a job fair later this week to recruit new call center associates. And Daktronics Incorporated in Brookings is getting a new president and chief executive officer. The company says Reese Kurtenbach will take over September 1st. He replaces James Morgan, who's retiring after 44 years with the firm. Daktronics earlier announced Morgan's planned retirement and Kurtenbach's selection as successor CEO, but a specific date had not been set. The company manufactures large video screen displays, electronic scoreboards, and LED text and graphics displays. That is news from across South Dakota. I'm News Director Zach Nelson reporting.